Psachim, Perekei Mishnehei. It's a very moving experience to be recording Shiurim and learning the Mishnayos that talk about the Hakrovas Korban Pesach. The Hargosha is Yiratzon, that we should be Zeicha to be Mekayim these Mishnayos Befoil in a few very short days, to be Zeicha to see the Hakrovas Korban Pesach with all the glory and all the kedusha and all the upliftment that's described in these mishnayos. HaPesach nishchat b'sholosh kitos. Interesante halacha. There's no amount of people that have to be by any other carbon, even marshal by the avodah that was done on Yom Kippur, when it says the whole Klal Yisrael was there and they were mishtachvim, there was a nest that everybody had dalat amos. It doesn't say that there's a prerequisite how many people have to be there. Here by Korban Pesach we find the pasuk talks about Klal Yisrael shechting the Korban Pesach. The shochatu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisrael. It's not a shechita that's done by individuals. The Gemara learns out shluchah shaladim kemoisei from here, because by definition v'shochatu oisoi is a singular lashon. V'shochatu they shall shecht. Oisai, that Korban Pesach means that one person is shechting for many. Shlucha shaladim kemoisi. The Gemara learns that as the makar of shlichus. So we have over here v'shochtu oisai. And what are the groups of people that are involved together in Hakrovas Korban Pesach? Kahal adas Yisrael. So the Mishnah is learning out kahal ve'ed v'yisrael. It's very seldom that a Mishnah brings a makar speaking out of drasha, but here the Mishnah does, because it's a mechudish de kahalocha. So there has to be three groups. And the Gemara then breaks down that a group of people is 10, times 3 is 30, each group has to be 30, there has to be a minimal amount of 90 people being mishtativ in the Korban Pesach. Nichneso kata rishoyno, nismaleso azora. Now, of course, there's a minimal of 30 people, but there were, in reality, you look at the Gemara in the 8th Perek, and the Gemara says over there where they took a census one time in the 2nd Beis Hamikdash of how many sheep there were. Forget the number, hundreds of thousands of sheep, and on each sheep, b'derech kol, there was 30 nim, in order that there shouldn't be leftover basra. You don't want millions, untold millions of people. So v'shtetzach was nismala so azora, no'alu dalsoi so azora, the doors of the azora were locked. There's two gersois over here. The Gemara has no'alu, they locked the dalsoi so azora. The other gers says ninalu, they were locked. And the Gemara says that means b'derech nes, they swung shut, and they were closed by themselves. Toku heriu v'toku. They blew shofar. Normally, there was the shofar with the chatzotzos described in Parashas Bahaloscha that were blown b'shas da'akrovas ha'kabonis. They were blown b'shas da'amiras shiro, which was by the nisuch ha'yayin that accompanied the kabonis. Every carbon tomid had nisochim. Every carbon has nisochim. At least, besides for a Korban Chatos, the Nisochim that accompanied the Korbonis HaTzibur were accompanied by Shira of the Levim. Kahana Ba'avidosim Levim B'Shirim V'Yisrael B'Mamodom. And the Levim sang Shira, the Kahanim poured Nisochim. And at that point, the flag was raised, it's a Mishnah in Sukkah, and the Chatzotzes were blown. Toku Heriu V'Toku. It's the same seder that we have at Kiyas Shofar, a tarat. Hakohanim oimdim shurois shurois. The Kohanim stood in rows. Uvidem bezicha kesov bezicha zov. There were bezichim, are receptacles, klei kibul for dam, that have a pointy bottom. We'll see later on the Mishnah. There were ones that were made out of kesev, the ones that were made out of zov. Not all of them were made out of zov, but that was the yoifi of the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. But they didn't mix. Shura shekula kesef kesef, in order to give it a tzura, wasn't a mishmash, some gold, some silver. It was a shura shekula kesef, the shura shekula zov was zohov. Lehoyu me'arovin, because that's the hodor of the avodah. V'lehoyu lebezichin shulaim, the bezichim, these klei kibul, did not have bottoms. You couldn't put them down. Shemi yanichum, if one of the kohanim would put them down, the dam would right away congeal. As long as the dam is stirred, so if you can't put it down, you have to hold on to it. If you're holding on to it, you're not going to be mesiach das v'yikra shadam. So in order to prevent that, they came to a point on the bottom. One last point in this Mishnah, we mentioned that normally the Nesachim with the Toku, Heiru v'Toku, was Bishas, after the Karban was already taken care of. The Shkit Kabbalah Elach Zrika was already done. It was afterwards by the Nesachim. That was the Zman of Shira. The Hakrova is the Iker where the Kehanim express the Shira with the Tkiyas and the Levium. And the Levim sing Shira. Masha'enkein, by the avoid of the Korban Pesach, we spoke about before, that the Iker of the Korban Pesach, we have it in the Pasuk that the Mishnah brings, V'shachtu Oy, say the Iker was the Achilas Korban Pesach, the Iker in the Seder avoid was the V'shachtu Oy, say. That being said, it makes sense that the Shira and the Iker expression of the Toku Eriu V'toku was Taka B'shas T'shchita. This, by the way, is the Makor of the minig by those that are knowing that way to make Erev Pesach matzahs after Chatzos, B'shas HaKrov Pesach, and they say halal while they're making the matzahs. The place where they get halal from is from the Mishnayos by us, that was the Seder Hashiro at the time of the Shechitah's Krov Pesach. But it's not over here B'shas the HaKrov's Krov Pesach, it's B'shas the Shechitah, because that's the Iker of the Krov. Mishnah Vov, Shochat Yisrael V'kibel HaKoyin. In the Santal Nusach, we know that from the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, the only avoidah that has to be done by a... the only avoidahs that have to be done is the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, the Kabbalah Ve'elach Be'kehanim. Shechita can be done by Yisrael. The Gemara's Loshen and Zvachim is Shechita Lav Avoidah, which doesn't mean Lav Avoidah in the regular sense, because Avada, it has to be done by Zoran, it has to be done with Klisharis. Not only that, but a Machshova HaPoiselos passels the Korban, the same way the Koyin who's being Makabal Hoylich or Zoyrik passels with a Machshova HaPoiselos. Afilohochi, there's no prerequisite that the Koyin has to Shecht. Shochat Yisrael V'kibel HaKoyin. Why does the Mishnah say Shochat Yisrael as if there's a Lechatchila? There's also a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says that the Levim would shecht and the Kahanim would be mekabel the dom. There's a Zoya, if you want more Maram HaKoyim, there's a Zoya that talks about that Levim in Shevet HaKohuna, in Shevet Levi, the Levim are Midas HaDin and the Kahanim are Keneged Midas HaChesed. Shchita is more a Maisa that comes from the Tzad Avoid of Midas HaDin, that should be done by Levim, and the Kabbalah Ve'elach is more Midas HaChesed, that should be done by the Kahanim. Again, in halacha, the halacha is that the Yisrael could shecht, and that's the wording of the Mishnah. The pasuk in Divrei Hayomim is saying, "Vayeses there was a tkufa in the Beis Hamikdash where the minig was that the levim that were there would do the shechitas hakorbanos on Yom Kippur. Avada the kohen has to do the whole avoda, including the shechita. Even that is not so poshut. Whether that's li kuva, machlok sushanim over there, but over here the Mishnah says shochat Yisrael v'kibel hakohen." Noisna lechaveri vechaveri lechaveroi. They handed it hand to hand to hand to hand. Umekabel es hamolei. The Mishnah describes over here Tzuras Advarim. There's a Nekuda over here in Lomdus, but let's first get the picture. The picture is like a flash of lightning that Kli Zov, the Kli Kesef, depending on which war it was, went flying from hand to hand. Kanim Zvizim Heim. It went to the Mizbeach. It was Zorik is Adam, the last coin that was in, the Kli was passed back, Mekabel the next one. Remember, there were millions of Karbonas. I'm reading quickly because that's the way it was done. Umekabel Samole, the Mole was passed hand to hand until the last pair of hands, Latin pair of hands, the last right hand. Zorik has to be done Biyad Yamin. Umachse is Harekon. By the way, over here, the Zrika is what? We have a Mishnah in Ezum Mekoimon that says the Zrika over here was not Zrika, it was Shvichas Dom Keneged HaYisoid. The regular Kochim Kalim of throwing the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach is only by Shlomim, by Oila, and so on. Chatos has Nesinas Dom with an Etzba on the top, on the Kronos. And over here with Shvichas Dom Keneged HaYisoid, the only other carbon that has that is Bechor. Umekabel samoli umachsitz areikom koyin hakorve etzel hamizbech zorkoi zrika achas keneged hayisoid. He spritzes the dam keneged hayisoid, and with that, those that are on that korban pesach v'yotzi dechivosom, and then they take the pesach and they prepare it for the achila, which we'll see about in the next mishnah. There's a very important point to make over here, and that is the way the Mishnah describes it. It sounds like the Kohanim didn't move an inch. They moved hand to hand. Remember that there's four avodas in dam. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Now, if you think about it, shechita is very necessary. Kabbalah, without kabbalah, sadam, beklishos, the dam is not miskadish, to be spritzed on the mizbeach. The zrika, certainly, that's the maisa mechapa, the maisa meratza, that's certainly necessary. Halacha is a little bit of a gray area. Is halacha necessary for a korban? Theoretically, you can line up a line of korban, of kehanim, and you can pass it hand to hand. There's no maisa halacha there. Halacha is biraglayim, not biodayim. There's no need for halacha more than that. What happens if they shechted right next to the mizbeach and the kohen with one spritz was yotze zrika's dam? Is halacha prerequisite? Because of that, the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak in Zvachim that according to the Tana Reb Shimon, halacha is taka. If it's there, it's there. But if not, it's not necessary. And because of that, it doesn't have a koyach to pass up b'machshava peselus. It's not a necessary prerequisite of a carbon. So the Mishnah says l'maisa the Chacham hold not like Reb Shimon, that even halacha b'machshava peselus passes up. It's called shalei lishma. Not only that, but what comes out of the Rishonim, you see in the Rambam, the Ravid, is that halacha can't be dispensed with. It's not just a functional in order to get the dam to the mizbech. You need a ma'isa halacha. Now halacha is only biraglayim. Therefore, what's mavur over here in the Mefarshim, over here in the Mishnah, is they speak out is that even though they're passing hand to hand, there has to be at least a mashu of halacha. One kohen, we'll call him the last kohen, has to take one step at least. One psia towards the mizbech, with that he's mekayim the din halacha, and then he zorka bezrika achas keneged hayisoid.